All right, so comments forced me to think deeper. Let me show you something. Like I said before, everything's happening now. It hasn't all culminated to the nth degree. But everything happening in Genesis 3 is happening now. Everything's happening in Revelation is happening now. It hasn't culminated yet, but it's here. And you know it is because the Bible says it's the servant greater than the master. You have to go through trials, tribulations, persecution, tests. The devil has to come at you to tempt you, to test you. The tribulation's happening now. It hasn't culminated yet, but you can actually see it. And you saw it in the last few years where these pharmaceutical companies want you to believe their lie, you know. And so want you to, Pfizer and all of them want you to take their mark of the beast, read between the lines. So they're all, and I've seen it on jobs, I've seen it in churches, you know, legalism is a form of mark of the beast. Worshiping Mother Earth is a mark of the beast. See, what is the mark of the beast? It's trying to take away your free will. It's trying to get you to worship the creation instead of the creator. So that AI, see, they're going to force the whole world to take the digital forehead and hand on your hand, some kind of mark. I saw Instagram where some lady paid her grocery bill with her hand, you know. And then it said, "Would you do this?" At the very end of the video, "Would you do this?" They're always trying to see in, right? FBI, the all-seeing eye, the CIA to see. The CIA is to see AI. Your flesh mind. They're trying to see what your flesh. Jesus said, look, the devil came to try me, but there's nothing in me. So the CIA is trying to see the AI flesh mind program that's in you. Hear me. Listen, please. Pray about it. The devil's an AI machine. The Gnostics are an AI machine. The Essenes are AI machines. Yeah, they can calculate, but they have no spirit. They might have a demonic spirit, but they're still not the spirit of truth. This is why they think Jesus and the devil are the same, because they don't have the spirit of truth. They can only think in the 3D. And so the CIA is trying to see in to your AI flesh mind. The FBI wants to look in. That's why it's an I, the letter I. They want to see. The eye on the dollar bill. So the Holy See wants to see. What really is the mark of the beast? The devil wants to see into the heart of man, the mind of man, because he was cast out. He knows man is made in God's image. The devil wants to see into the human, to kind of feel some kind of love that they don't have. You know, think about the narcissist. The narcissist is the same thing. The Jezebel, the legalist, they're trying to take away your free will. They're trying to put you under bondage and make you a debt slave robot. So the 666 is trying to turn everybody into a robot, take away their free will, get them to worship Mother Earth, worship the Antichrist, worship the man of sin. They want you to worship their system. Think about how they want you to worship their system. Every nation on earth. The Chinese want their citizens to worship their system. The North Koreans, the USA, the media. It's all a turning machine to get you to worship some kind of system. These companies, every couple years, these companies come up with new systems. And they want you to be on board. And don't be negative, and they want to shut down your free speech. And if it's a system that's broke and you speak up, they want to fire you. Why? Because they don't want to look at the fact that their system is weak. Why do you think there's inspectors everywhere? City, state, all kind of audits everywhere. Why do you think there's always an audit to put you on trial? Are you going to Are you going to go with the program? Why do you think Hitler came in? Why do you think that 2 years ago everybody was saying if you didn't follow their medicinal program, you're evil? Why would anybody even support what's his name revealed whose team is he's on? Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold Schwarzenegger, he revealed which team he was on. So why would we support somebody like that? He revealed he is an agent of Satan. The 666 mark of the beast has not culminated yet, but it's here. The reason it hasn't culminated because the devil don't know how to do it yet. So when God's, if you read the book of Revelation, God seals his 144,000, and then the devil does his sealing because he don't know how to do it yet. He don't have the technology. He can't take away your free will. Why do you think they want you to wear these bracelets to? Why do they think they want to force you to use your phone, you know, a smartphone? Why do you think they wanted you on the internet? You need the internet to pay your bills or whatever. It's almost impossible to not go. This is why I said the other day, I said technology is designed to set you free, but it's enslaving you. And I used to ask why God made it so hard for the farmers of old and all that, you know, had to go out. But they could have just went out and gathered food. But why did it seem harder to survive down here? Because he knew that man, with his inventions, would try to make it easier. Every invention, every machine makes life easier, right? But at the same time, it enslaves, because there's more rules, more laws, more legalism, more repair of the machines. The more stuff you own, the more it owns you. You're disconnected from nature. You're disconnected from the original design. You know, they talk about Lucy light. Lucifer gives man knowledge, but where does that knowledge take you? So let's say these aliens are demons, and these demons are talking to the higher ups, and they're 100 years advanced in technology. Let's say that's going on, if it is. If not, they're just revealing it as time goes on. But anyway, a lot of this technology, some of the inventions are from God, because God knows, and God allows it because he knows the population increase needs more inventions to clean water and all. Some things God allows. But let's say the devil does give some kind of Lucy light for inventions. Let's just say he does. Does he have an ulterior motive? Yeah. It's enslavement. If you've ever dated a Jezebel spirit, you know what she does. She puts on like she's the greatest. She loves you. It's all freedom. And then when she gets you yoked up with her, then it turns into lies and drama and craziness and total insanity. And she thinks she's got you. If I heard one of them say this one time. I said, why does he believe your lies? Well, if he loves me, he'll believe anything, I say. See, they want you to fall in love with the machine. This is why they want to make a machine look like the female. Think about it. Why do all robots, they try to make look like the female? Why do the cars have curves? They want you to fall in love with a machine. The machine, the material around, matter. Think about it. When you were younger, they want you to be a computer programmer. They want you to fall in love with programming. They want you to fall in love with any kind of machine. Men love their tools. A lot of men love their tools. I work with tools every day of my life. Every day. Even on the weekends. Why do men love their tools? Because it helps them. So Jezebel comes in to be a helper. But then she flips it and wants you to be her helper. Once you married her, once she says, well, he loves me, Then she wants to flip it to where you to be her helper. Instead of a help meet suitable, she flips the script. And so what's the devil doing? He's flipping the script. What do these corporations do? Come on in. We love you, man. We need you. You got the skills. You got it going on. And then once you tie in about 3 to 6 months, they flip the script on you. Then you become a debt slave. You become a slave. Can I have a day off? No. Can I leave a little bit early and go to the doctor? No. Can I take a 15-minute break? No. You only get 12 minutes. I cut my hand. Can I go to the get some stuff? No. Just tape it up with some tape. Do you hear what I'm saying? They flip the script. So the devil's going to get, if the devil's given the technology, which he probably is, it's all to flip the script. The Jezebel flips the script. The narcissist flips the script. The narcissist just mirror images what you want to hear. The salesman flips the script. They all flip. Then they, okay, so here's what the salesman does. Oh, man, you gotta have this car. Go in there and talk to them. They'll make it work. And you'll be all right. Then while you're in there, they're trying to sell you other stuff. So they get you in a box and close the door and act like they don't want to sell you the car so if you don't buy these extra things that you never use. That you never use. If you've been to that situation, refinance your car with a cheaper rate. Get off of them. They give you stuff that you will not use. We'll, if somebody drops a Coca-Cola on your seat, we'll clean it. You know how many times I've ever had them go up there and clean? And by the time you take it back up there to get it clean, they're going to say, hey, you want an oil change? You need to rotate your tires. You need to, they might even break something just to get you to fix it. They flip the script. Because it's the flesh mind. It's the AI flesh mind. CIA to CN. Holy C to CN. The devil was always trying to tempt and test. Jesus quoted the word, it is written, it is written, it is written. And so you're facing off with this every day of your life. I don't care what it is. To take away your free will, to make you dependent on somebody or something or some technology. Instead of dependent on God, they want you dependent on them. They want you to worship them, Mother Earth, something. They want you to worship and depend on the creation instead of the Creator. And if you really think about it, when they just lived out in the woods, they could just go out and kill an animal and forage for food, and it was all free. Cut down a tree and build you a log house. Now they got all these laws. Codex, laws, everything else to make you a slave. Do you hear what I'm saying, people? Can anybody hear me?